Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the losing continues for the Crew. They fall in this one 4-2, the final. Welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show presented the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. We thought we'd get you in here, Billy, because we wanted to change the flow here.
Isn't this supposed to be fun?
It is.
Isn't this supposed to be fun? That wasn't fun, again.
I'll give the offense a pass on this one. Is that fair to say?
I mean, if you're going to give them a pass, then you got to give Adrian Hauser a pass, too, because you're talking about two infield hits and then Freddie Freeman on the first pitch. Curveball. Oh, I know you don't like this, Tim, but it wasn't really a bad pitch. It almost seemed out of the zone to me, and Freddie Freeman golfs a curveball out of there. And quickly you're down 3-0 in a game that barely seemed like it had started there in the fourth inning, Tim, because Adrian Hauser went 9 up, 9 down and was feeling really good.
I give him a C. I give him a C in this performance. It's okay.
That seventh inning didn't help, but I also didn't necessarily love the decision to let him go back out for that seventh inning of work.
Well, and that's been a conversation piece that we've been having here for the last few games, at least, and maybe a few times earlier this season, and that is don't freak out if your starter, if you get the five innings and you're down a run, don't freak out. So, but in this case, it might have been a little bit different just because Adrian Hauser was in that pitch count range that he's not used to being in. And
right.
That's why, you know, maybe you're giving them the bullpen, giving them a little bit of a break. You do have the likes of Jay Jackson and Burt Smith out there. So, you know, you're going to have to save your bullets for a game in which you're leading at that time. So your bullpen is back to normal now because Adrian Hauser did soak up some innings. Junior Guerra soaked up. He had a nice performance, really. Inherited a couple of runners in that seventh inning, got out of that, no further damage, and pitched a scoreless eighth. Burt Smith, it was like watching grass grow, but he got it done, a scoreless inning. And a couple of walks and a hit. They had the opportunities now over on the offensive side of things. They had the opportunities and the spark of the game right here, right now. It's Keston Hira. Spark of the game is brought to you by Current Electric. Get a hold of your electrician superheroes at callcurrent.com. Keston Hira, home run shy of the cycle. You know all of the state of Wisconsin, all Brewers fans were saying, hey, man, hit a home run. Give us a little something here. Give us a little energy boost, something to be happy about. Didn't happen because that's a tough dude over there on the other side.
Well, and the thing about Keston Hira, too, Tim, is he's in the situation now where every single time he's barreling up the baseball, and also Rock had a good point of it. He just has a weird knack to be able to find the barrel of every baseball, and every ball he hits, even the single, was the exit velocity was like 110. The dude is just ripping the baseball around, and you're right. My man Luke Jackson sat him down there pretty quickly there in the ninth inning, but the one pitch to go after, and Keston has been all over the first pitch, leaves the one in the zone and then chases the two fastballs upstairs.
Yeah, he has what I dubbed a few days ago as barrel-to-ball skills, not bat-to-ball skills.
Yep.
He's got barrel-to-ball skills.
And that's a major difference. That's what separates the good ones from the great ones. Christian Yelich has incredible barrel-to-ball skills.
Yes, and Keston Hira has it too, man. Get used to Keston Hira, Brewers fans.
Who are some of the other guys you can remember that have had that, Tim? Because Gary and Leroy have gotten very caught up on the Ken Griffey Jr. comparison that Rick Sweet had for Keston Hira. Who are some of the other guys that have had that Brewers fans might know of, that they can draw to, that might not be one of the top 10 maybe greatest hitters of all time?
Well, one's in a Brewers uniform right now in his heyday, and that's Brawny. I mean, you saw him in his heyday. There's a dude, you didn't see many flair base hits out of Ryan Brawny.
Sure, everything was scalded. You're right. Yep.
It really was. And by the way, what did you think of the change of batting stance for Ryan Brawny?
It's different.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but hey, man, he homered tonight. Maybe there'll be some success out of it. Maybe he's adapting to today's game, and I think that might be what he's shooting for right there. But man, oh man, other guys that had a little barrel to ball skills, a couple of first baseman, third baseman type. Mattingly was one.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Boggs is another one.
It's a great
one.
They
just have a knack of not getting it off the end of the bat, not getting jammed with a knuckle sandwich, and just somehow it's all about the hands at that point. You are, you're going to see in today's baseball big time success if you have the big barrel to bat skills, because you're going to. It's the hands. It's moving in the hands on the inside pitch. It's extension on the outside pitch, and it's not good enough to just hit a baseball. Some of these guys you see
just want
to get the bat on the ball. These guys, if I'm going to swing, I want it barreled up. So they adjust, during the swing. And Keston Hira has that, guys. Get used to this kid, because I think he's at second base minimum 5 years, literally.
Oh, minimum, yeah, minimum 5 years. And it also is to me, Tim, you're looking at more and more of these guys, and you're looking at the long-term futures that every single one of them hold. And I've been saying for a while on the big show, and Stevie doesn't like it. He gets mad at me for saying it, but I don't see a way that Christian Yelich isn't on this team for the rest of his career. Keston Hira is going to be borderline that one of the two that you're going to be able to keep. It might be Yelich or Hira, because he might just be that damn good.
We're going to let this one go. This was a game offensively that the Brewers should have scored more runs in. They hit the ball well enough to put up 6 or 7 runs. I know it's tough. I know it's tough times right now, guys. It is. Well, we'll keep an eye on that Cubs score, because after all, we're right in the middle of a pennant race. See, those are such tough times, aren't they? Right in the middle of a pennant race. We're so used to pennant races that these are such tough times. No. This is a time in which, if the Cubs lose here, you scraped another day off the calendar, and you're staying in this thing. That's the deal right now. Through these challenging times, I get it, you're still in a pennant race. You are. Scoreboard watch. It's fun. It is. Frustrating at times, yes. We're smack in the middle of a heated pennant race with the trade season on the horizon here. 799-1250. We'll go to Kenosha, and we'll say hello to Bryce. You're on the Fan. What's happening?
Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike. Where did I get Bryce?
Okay. No idea.
Okay. So tonight was bad luck, huh? Just bad luck, right?
I think so, yeah, offensively.
Okay, all right. So they're just in a bad stretch, right? Just a little bad stretch, right?
Well, I think today they were.
Go look up. You guys look up the last time they won a game by more than 2 runs, it's been over a month. Tim, I'm sorry, I love you, buddy. The positivity is great, but you don't scratch another day off the calendar when you're net. You can only say that when you're in first place. The Brewers' run differential is now, I believe, minus 25. They haven't won a game by more than 2 runs in a month, including a long stretch against teams that were under 500 at the time they played them. Maybe specifically today was bad luck. This is just not a good team. They're an average team. I don't know what possesses you guys day in and day out. If anything, their record is actually overachieving what they should be based on the results. This is not a good team. They're just not.
right now, the last month, it's funny you talk about that, because just before we got on the air, Billy, the conversation was exactly what he just said. They're just, the last month, they are not a good team. You can't call them a good team. I don't know if bad is a little bit too harsh. They're average at best. They're an average at best team right now.
It's a pennant race based on games behind. I get that. I scoreboard watch the Cubs too. But I have there's nothing about this team. There's no inclination, nothing to me that suggests that, you know, even last year when they had that horrible stretch for the All-Star break, that was a bad week. This is a bad month. This is a team that's sinking badly, guys. And I don't know what's going to get them out of it. Kesten Hira, yes, great tonight. Phenomenal loss. I agree. Why is he hitting seventh? You know, Orlando Arcia right now, you talk about guys to trade. Do you really want – do you think he's a piece? That's another question, and I won't take up too much more of your time, but is that guy a piece going forward? Has he ever shown the ability to hit consistently in the big leagues? There's just too many holes on this team for me to feel like they're going to come out of this. And maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just at that point right now, guys.
All right. Well, again, though, thanks for the call. And I agree with some of the things that you said. I do. They're an average team right now. They are. I'm not saying they're a good team.
No, and I think that's where part of it comes into play. They've played so incredibly average in the last month that's where the optimism and frustration is getting confusing for me as to where I am with it. And the Cubs have finished off the Reds have finished off the Cubs. It was a 6-3 win, so the Brewers still just 2.5 back. But Tim, because the division is so average right now, and the Chicago Cubs have a lot of talent on paper, so do the Brewers, and I believe that's where I'm falling into the camp where I believe and I'm erring on the side of talent prevailing and the pros beating out the Joes, and that the better teams are going to rise to the top here, and that the Brewers are that team. They have those kind of talented players, but the pitching staff is really making me take a double take on that belief, because the pitching has not been nearly what it was last year, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be a magic elixir to get rid of it this time.
I'm fine with the starters. I have no problem with these starters. This stable of starters, I don't. I think they're competitive. I'm pretty content with that. Bullpen, a little dicey, getting a little testy. There is a huge problem with this offense. I don't know what it is, and if they had the answers, they'd fix it. These guys do not hit. They don't. I'm sorry, they hit home runs. Hey, God bless you, man. Good for you. You're first in the NL in homers, third in baseball in homers. And that's starting to dissipate too, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
For sure it is.
Everybody catching up with the Brewers in the home run. So we can't even hardly say that anymore. When you have the likes of Yelich and Braun and Moustakas and Kane and Grandal and Zeus and Shaw, why are you not scoring more runs?
Well, Tim, and Mike Moustakas, if you haven't noticed, has really regressed towards the mean in his average. And his average sitting just over, you know, 260 right now is a lot closer to what his regular average is. And you get swept up in the moment with the names, and maybe that's it as well, of the age of this group. There's a lot over 30. They're still in the prime with a couple of these guys. But to an extent, they're starting to show that there needs to be a little bit more youth being counted on day in and day out, I think.
Just why are they not scoring more runs? I don't understand it. And again, we go back to I know it's a joke, and I should just stop using it, but it is oh so true, man. So a guy walks into a bar and asks the bartender, "Hey, man, how do you stop a Brewers rally?" And the bartender says, "Well, you put runners at first and third and one out." It's true, though.
Can you never say that joke again?
I know
can you
that.
Please?
Okay,
just never play that again.
There's a runner at third base in Kesten Hira with nobody out. Okay, you get two chances to score. Two. Why are you going on contact?
I was wondering how long it was going to take for you to break that play.
You have two chances to score without a hit.
Mm.
So what if the pitcher was up next?
Hey,
it's not a time to gamble.
It's a young guy making a mistake, right? I mean,
how about that one, folks?
They're just going to happen, right?
Nah, I don't. I don't get it. I do need to ask a question though. Why is the offense the struggling point here? Seriously, I don't understand how these guys are not scoring more. Is it bad luck? Today, bad luck. I'll give you bad luck today. They were hitting rockets right at people. Fine.
They had seven hits. They could have had 17 the way that they scalded the baseball.
Yeah, but why are they not scoring? 799-1250. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Taus tonight after a Brewers 4-2 loss. Why aren't the Brewers hitters hitting more? Just forget about hitting. Just scoring more. I don't care if you – I don't care how you score. I mean, why are they not scoring? We'll get your reaction, get to Craig Counsell, and a lot more coming up on the show tonight here on The Fan.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me? Moment of the game. A company you can trust. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Well, the are you kidding me moment in a 4-2 loss is how many rockets the Brewers offense hit and had nothing to really show for it. So I'm going to say they're moments of the game with Gene Wagner and Plumbing. Why is it that some Brewer fans are looking at some anger right now? I mean, I get being frustrated because it is a frustrating situation. Part of the fun, having the streakiness of a baseball season. I understand that. But it's almost like people get angry when you're in a pennant race. They're still in a pennant race, folks.
Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And Tim, I thought this was very interesting, and we're going to have a conversation about it tomorrow, right around 3 o'clock, where Mark Murphy talked to us today at the Packer Hall of Fame golf outing during the big show, and he said... It almost is like our fans might have gotten a little, quote, spoiled by going to the playoffs every year, eight straight years for the Green Bay Packers. Playoffs just aren't good enough in this town, which is crazy to me because the last time there was a parade, I was still in high school. So there's no reason for you to now not be okay with just going to the playoffs and being like, no, we're like Boston. We want only titles. You don't just get those in pro sports. They don't just come around that often.
But know that on a down year, and occasionally it's been known to happen.
The baseball teams do have down years, yes.
Yeah, organizations do have down years. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that they're going to be down forever. It just means that particular year, it was a down year. Didn't the Red Sox have a down year just a few years ago?
Just a few years ago,
they were bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they were super bad.
Speaking of a down year for the Boston Red Sox, your boy... Tyler Thornburg cut a couple of days ago. Do you your boy Tyler Thornburg back with the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I give him a shot. Another news and note, Wei-Chung Wong got his first big league victory.
That one hurts. All right,
yeah.
That one hurts. Because that dude was on this team way too long. Way too long.
You get a left-hander throwing mid-90s, you need to take a risk, and you need to take a flyer.
And for him not to get at least just one win, win when he was with the Brewers, that hurts.
But a down year, being in a pennant race in mid to late July, if that's as down as it gets, Brewers fans, we're okay. It's okay. But just know this, that it's perspective. It's a little different. Again, don't look at it like last year. Look at it like this year. Dave on the Northwest side, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Tim. You know, about 5 or 6 years ago, I called in about something, and we talked and talked and talked, and you said, you know, sometime I should have you on this show. And I said, that would be kind of fun. Tonight would be one of those nights because, you know, I could go on for your whole show about what's going on wrong right now. There's a couple of things that to answer your question, but there's a couple of things that I wanted to point out, too. First of all, I'm not convinced Adrian Hauser's a starter. And to be quite frank, he was doing so good in the bullpen, I'd have kept him in there, and he'd have been my closer. We wouldn't have had to worry about Josh Hader pitching too many innings. Two, I don't care if he's an all-star. Yasmani Grandal, for the last 35 games, has been hitting .215. 215. The man has a lifetime batting average of .210, batting right-handed. Why on earth does a guy bat right-handed anyway? How is he helping his team by batting right-handed? Yeah, he had a couple home runs early in the year. But, you know, things, like I've always said, baseball, everything comes back to its average. And here's a guy with a lifetime .245 batting average, .210 as a right-hander, and why aren't we giving a Manny Pena a shot to at least bat against left-handed pitchers? That's the first thing.
Well, I would just say to answer the Grandal thing, I'm not into batting having Pena play over Grandal. I am all for Grandal moving down in the order, and I'll go you one further, and I'll let you respond here. Keston here is my leadoff hitter starting tomorrow. That's what I'd do. And then it'd be Kane, then it'd be Yelich. Everything else flows down from right there. It thickens out the lineup. You go back to the lineup. Go back to the lineup and look where Grandal was hitting when the season started. Fifth or sixth.
Yep. But I wouldn't put Kane second. I'd put him back there with him too until he starts hitting better. That's just me. To answer your question, there's a couple things that I saw this last weekend that really, really struck home with me. The first thing is this. All of a sudden, our base running's starting to get Carlos Gomez-esque. Kane gets picked off at third base. And I don't think people actually saw this. I was at the game in the Johnsonville section, and I can't remember who got the hit. Oh, it was Hira. Hira got a hit with two outs that popped out into right field, and it turned into a double. And Thames is running around the bases, and he scores. And he barely scores. Do you know why he barely scored? With two outs, you should be looking at your third base coach, looking to see if you should be running home. He's got his head turned back over his shoulder, watching the ball with two outs. Just stuff like that. He watches the ball go out, and he starts trotting. The ball hits the wall, and then he has to decide to turn on the jets to go to get it, turn it into a double. I mean, we're just getting sloppy. That's the first thing. Second thing is this, I don't blame Craig Counsell for this, but Craig Counsell started a trend, and the trend is the shift. And it's just amazing how many guys on our team hit right into the shift. You know, even when Moustakas hits to left field, he hit that rocket to and it was right at shortstop, and the third baseman just grabbed it. You know, we're losing a lot of hits because the trend now in baseball is a shift, and our players aren't really adjusting to it.
Right, and that's not a Brewer thing. That's just a baseball thing.
Yeah, that's a Major League Baseball thing. I mean, it is harder than ever to get base hits in all of baseball nowadays.
Dave, I gotta turn you loose. But yeah, call us tomorrow, and we'll let you finish up, because there is a ton to unpack here.
Yeah, that's for sure. And with the nature of Tim, I agree with him on this one point, where you are looking at trying to get yourself out of a slump. Not the time to be sloppy. It really just isn't the time to not be running out ground balls over to second, Orlando Arcia. It doesn't appear that the 60 time that you ran in spring training when everybody else is running is the 90-yard dash that you're making over to first base. Or the 90-feet dash he's making over to first base on a ground ball over to the left side. It just doesn't seem like it.
It does. This has to be included in the conversation as well. And that is, when you're on a bad roll here, you tend to press.
For sure.
And you do. And you just do. And they're pressing all over the place. And they've been, you know, they've hit into some rough luck on both sides. And on the pitching front, I think there's been some rough luck. Not as much bad luck as the hitting. The hitting, I just cannot put my finger on it. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what happens when they have runners on base. I don't know why it continues to be a problem. Probably hear Craig Counsell say, man, we had opportunities, we had chances, and it just couldn't come up with that big hit. But that's a narrative that we've been hearing all season long a little bit too much. They should be scoring more with these types of players. Now, I understand you can move the lineup around, and I get Dave's point, too, that Grandal from the right side is nowhere near what he was. They tried him in the leadoff spot. He was drawing his walks, and he just stopped hitting. And that's where he stopped hitting. Okay, then move him down. It's okay. But Keston Hira, a dude that is hitting, and you've shown that you've had, I won't say a hair trigger decision-making process in your offense, but you certainly haven't had a long leash on some of these guys. Start to move him up. Start to give him his due, because he's the one guy that is coming through for this baseball team. He is. Bat him leadoff.
I like the idea. I do. I liked it. Tim, I liked it back in spring training. When you brought it up the first time, I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility, and I really don't think that it's a weird idea when you have a guy like that that is continually going to give you a tough at-bat. He might swing at the first pitch. He might lace one down the left side. He might ground out. He might fly out, but he's going to hit the ball hard, and he's going to be a tough out right away in the top of the lineup.
So why would it upset Brewers fans when I say that they're in the midst of a heated pennant race right now?
Because they think it's an excuse.
Why does that anger fans?
Because people are just bitter and mean and, like, not happy all the time.
I just if this is as down as a down year gets, I'm taking it as a Brewers fan. Talk to me later on. Talk to me in 3 years. Talk to me in 12 years. For right now as a Brewer fan, where you legitimately made the postseason. Just five. That's all. That's all you get. I was looking at my old yearbook. The other day, the 1970 inaugural yearbook for the Brewers.
Oh, at least it wasn't that scrapbook.
No. No, it wasn't the mid-70s scrapbook I made. But it was the yearbook, and I'm like, wow, 1970. Look at that. Tommy Harper and all these guys. And you've made the playoffs five times since then. And this is upsetting to you. I get the bar should be championship level. We're not eliminated from the title yet, folks. We haven't been mathematically eliminated from winning a World Series yet,
because everybody has already, Tim, put the Dodgers in the World Series.
And
have already sold Dodgers NL Championship merchandise, the three-peat merchandise, for three consecutive runner-ups. We have the compensation for your boy Martin Maldonado being traded to the Chicago Cubs today for Mike Montgomery, the left-handed pitcher who likely will be stretched out with the Kansas City Royals. That deal official.
I like that deal. I like that deal for the Royals.
Yeah, for sure. You get a pitcher with control for a dude that was playing in your rotation or playing on your team right now. There's no reason not to.
So there's two catchers I can learn to hate then. Okay, 799-1250. Why isn't the offense producing more with this stacked? You look at the names, man. That's stacked lineup, isn't it? Or is it? Or am I off base? Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Game one of this three-game set. The Brewers fall to the Braves 4-2 final.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
I know you probably don't believe me, but there will be better days. I know that's tough to believe that the Brewers will get on a little bit of a run here. I don't know how big a run. They'll get on a run. They will. It's coming. Now, it's better sooner than later, obviously. The Cubs do lose today. Brewers keep pace at 2.5 back.
But now, though, Tim, it should be mentioned, slide into third place as the St. Louis Cardinals get a win tonight. Mm-hmm. St. Louis Cardinals 2 games back. Milwaukee Brewers 2.5 out.
Yeah, and I think what this team needs, I think that the Braves are a good challenge for this Brewers squad. They know they've got to step up. Then really, does it really matter, though, however the opponent at this time? It's about wins now. To get back on track, while winning. And I'm looking forward to that Cubs series. Hey, you could see a tipping point in the season in about a week or so when they play the Cubs. So stay on that in a bit. I didn't hear the date though, and this is right up Billy's alley. He's going to love this. Coming up is a giveaway at Miller Park that I'm really liking.
Okay.
Oh man, it is perfect for me. Perfect for you. It's perfect for everybody. It's right on National Baseball Card Day. And courtesy of the Topps Company, you get a pack of baseball cards when you go to that game.
Oh, man.
See? There wow. we go. That could be the tipping point. Turning point in the season.
That's awesome. Dad, can we go?
Get a pack of baseball cards. I think it's one of those packs that has like three cards in it.
Right, and a stick of bubble gum that's been stale since like the Reagan administration.
Numbers tonight in a Brewers 4-2 loss. They deserved a better fate tonight.
Yeah, and when you have seven hits, Tim, the Lions score definitely set it. When the Brewers lose tonight, four runs on nine hits and no errors for the Braves, two runs on seven hits and one for the Crew. Lorenzo Cain at the top of the lineup, 0-for-3 with a walk. Christian Yelich, two-hit night, one of two Brewers with multiple hits in the game. Ryan Braun, the solo shot, his lone hit of the day is Yasmani Grandal before he was ejected, 0-for-2 with a walk, couple of strikeouts. Manny Pena, 0-for-1 in relief with that 169 batting average. Mike Moustakas, 1-for-4 with a run scored. It was an 0-for-4 Jesus Aguilar, three-hit night, 3-for-4 with a RBI for Keston Hira with a strikeout, 0-for-3 for Orlando Arcia. And you go down, pinch hitters, Ben Gamel, 0-for-1. 0-for-2 was Adrian Hauser, Tyler Saladino, and Eric Thames both come up empty on their pinch hit performances. Hauser, Tim, gets his fourth loss at six innings, eight hits, four runs, all earned. A walk and three Ks, that one three-run shot given up. But six-plus for Adrian Hauser. Did you like the decision to bring him back out there in the ninth?
Yeah, I do. I would have had a shorter leash on him. If the leadoff man gets on, then that would have been it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the first three men reach on base hits.
And Garrett gets out of it there after Hauser allows a run to cross. Two innings, no hits, no runs, a strikeout for Junior. Birch Smith, your boy, a couple of walks and a hit. Made it interesting in the ninth inning, but does strike out the side. Once again, the Brewers lose it 4-2. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for the Braves. Brewers, two runs, seven hits, one error, and now just one game over 500 at 48-47.
Yeah, 31,000-plus at Miller Park tonight. Nice gate for a Monday night. And I noticed that there were a lot of Braves fans in the park tonight. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but man, the team that left Milwaukee beat the team that plays in Milwaukee tonight, 4-2, the final. The Brewers 2.5 back in the Central, now in third place. And this beat has got to stop. We talk about the beat goes on. No, not this one. Don't beat this drum too much longer, because the Brewers are going to find themselves in a much worse predicament. You look at losing 8 of 10. You look at going 9-18, playing 300 ball the last 27 games. They should be doing a lot worse than they are in the pennant race. Shouldn't they?
Oh, for sure.
Can we look at it as it should be a lot worse?
But a lot of that, too, Tim, is because, and this can be on a good reason and it could be from a bad reason, it's because the Cubs haven't won a series in 5 weeks. They hadn't won a series in 5 weeks, and they finally win back-to-back games the other night or over the weekend. And now you find yourself in this spot at 2.5 games back. It's because of what you've been able to have around you, but you've been able to play well against those teams around you, so that also would breed a little bit of optimism.
I see a lot of frustration on the doorstep of coming out with this Brewers team.
I've seen a lot of frustration out of you waiting to come out, too. I'm waiting for you vent out of one of these days.
Yeah, me too. No. I get it. But still, they're in a pennant race and they're not eliminated, and not that I will wait until they're eliminated before I lose my mind, but it's starting to lean that way. Those that watched the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin tonight, those that were at the game, you see that they're starting to bubble up just a little bit. Council was ready to blow his top tonight. It was one it was one questionable call from Counts getting an early exit tonight. It's just it's just where it was. Especially, it was right about the Grandal ejection. Yep. And you know, you could see Council just trying to, you know, he was shrugging his neck around, you know, moving his head around.
He does that thing where you push your tongue right to the roof of your mouth, or you just push it. And you can feel, like, people look at you and they can tell that you're grimacing, but all you're really doing is just trying to push the roof of your mouth through your skull. Like you are just ripping at that thing, trying to get it out. Funny that you said the Yasmani Grandal thing out of frustration, Tim. This is from Rosiak on Twitter. Todd Rosiak of the Journal Sentinel. Yasmani apologized to home plate umpire Jordan Baker. Quote, it was nothing against him. He said, it's been building up for the last 3 weeks, and it was just so happened to set me off was him. Obviously, that's not the way I want to be acting. That's not the way I want to be acting, especially with the kids that are in the stands and for the kids that are watching at home. For the young guys on this team, I don't want them seeing me like that. In the heat of the moment, I just lost sight of what my job is. And that is the pressing. That is the mindset that you get in when you know that you should be having more success. You know you're better than that. And you just don't have the answers right now.
Nobody has the answers, and it's going to have to just happen organically. And we may not see a one inning that just breaks this team loose. We might not see one game that busts them out of it. It may be over the course of time, but the clock is ticking. And that's why every time another NL team loses, it's a good thing. Anytime these teams like the Nationals, the Diamondbacks, Rockies, Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, Braves, Phillies, all of these teams, every single loss that they get is a good thing right now in a down year, thus far for the Brewers. All right, where are we going to go, Billy?
Let's grab Ron on the south side before an update.
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
Hey, you know, I know you're trying to keep a positive spin on it that, hey, maybe something good can happen. But the pragmatic approach right now, I mean, if you're David Stearns, you have to look at this as you better be working the phones two ways. Be working the phones to try to get Will Smith. That would be great. But also be working the phones to see who's interested in Moustakas, Thames, Grandal, and those guys. Heck, maybe someone to give you a bag of chips for Chassin or Anderson. The point is, if you're not in first place or in second place with a record at least five games over 500, then the cost of you've only got three more years with Yelich, Kane, Hader, that whole core together. So let's make sure that we don't make a dumb move to try to just get to a wild card game this year and end up, you know, mortgaging being a good team for the next 3 years when we have a legitimate shot that we can take again.
But
it's
I wonder,
not there this year with the injuries and with the poor play.
Ron, I wonder what the 86-win St. Louis Cardinals thought in 2006. Was it 6 or 5?
But here's the thing, right? I'm not saying dump it right now. I'm saying let's see where we are at the trade deadline. You know, but honestly, the Cardinals at the end of July were already playing better ball. I mean, not great ball, better ball, and they were probably either in first place or in second a few games over 500. I mean, if we're sitting in second place but we're two games under 500, forget it. You're not going anywhere in the playoffs. And you could say about that Cardinal team, they had super depth in their bullpen, if I'm remembering right, is what they won with. We're not going to have that. We're not going to have that in the rotation or anywhere.
Well, let me try this. I know it's challenging. Do you believe that they're a better team than what their record indicates now, one game over 500?
I believe the roster has better talent than that, but I also wonder why you keep people like Saladino and Pena on the roster, because honestly, there are guys in the organization who could take that spot and bat better than 150 or 083 or whatever the heck those two are pulling down right now.
Yep. All right. Gotcha, Ron. All right. Thanks, man. I've been talking to Ron for many, many years. I was thinking about that exact thing today. Exact thing. Why is it that there's certain years where it's Ramon Flores, and we always bring up Hector Gomez,
mm-hmm.
and now it's Saladino,
mm-hmm.
and it was Presley. Where are, and I just wonder, where are they? Where are, even back when it was Jerry Hairston, right? Jimmy Edmonds, even Felipe Lopez. I don't know if you remember him. But at the time,
for sure
I do. A little cachet name type acquisition or a role player. I won't even mention the acquisition. Just the bench players, the role players. It's the Jim Edmonds, those types of guys, Curtis Grandersons, and you know why are we messing around? I hate ripping on Saladino, man. I really do.
But you're going to do it again?
I'm just saying, don't the names itself pale in comparison? I mean, you're on the cusp of here of having another playoff appearance. You are. Whether you want to look into the crystal ball and say this team sucks and they're not making the playoffs, you know what? You don't know that. You don't know that, and every playoff appearance means something big. It does. It really does. It just goes so far for this organization, for any organization, to make another playoff appearance. This isn't like basketball, right? So in basketball, the tank game was huge, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, even the last couple of years before they changed the rules.
Correct. So you would be in the lottery then if you didn't make the playoffs? Is that the way it worked?
Yep.
Okay, that's not like that in baseball. It's just not like that in baseball. Now, your draft order is determined by, you know, by your success or failure. I understand that. But again, draft in baseball, that's a crapshoot, and we all know it. But a playoff appearance is big. It's healthy. Maybe that's the right word to describe it.
One-third of the teams in Major League Baseball make the playoffs. Almost half do in football and almost over half do in the NHL and in the MLB. The playoffs are a different animal in baseball, and also it is the closest thing out of a series sport to the NFL where a hot team can win the championship just like that because they are the hottest team. Just fact. And it really is, because if you look at the way baseball is played and that five-game series, you want to talk about the one-game wild card being volatile. That five-game divisional series is so volatile for teams like the LA Dodgers, who are going to be coasting for the last 3.5 months, yeah, playing teams that are all 14, 15 games back.
Yeah, it's something. I just think it's really healthy, and it's a perspective from a Brewers fan also. I want to win the World Series. That's the goal. I get it. But you got to get in, though. You got to get in to get there. You can't wash the season in July. Why would you do that? I don't understand why you'd do that when you're right in the thick of it. You're not just in the thick of it in the Central. You're in the thick of it around the NL. This is all a race. 60-odd games left? Come on. We can't throw in the towel quite yet. It's just, I don't know. That part of it is a little baffling.
Saddle up for Wednesday if you're worried about this already.
Why?
Oh, this is the conversation I've been having on the big show for the last, like, 3.5-4 months. And the season is only 3 months in.
Right.
We have a whole lot of fun on Wednesday for a post-game meets the big show, if that's the situation.
Hey, we want to hear from Craig Counsell as well. We'll do that up next. 414-799-1250 if you want to jump aboard here. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Brewers fall. Game one of a three-game set against the Braves. 4-2 final.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
4-2 final. Brewers fall in game one of this three-game set. Now just one game over 500. Wow. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. 2.5 back in the Central, now in third place. And the defending champion, defending division champion, Milwaukee Brewers, still defending their division title, folks. Just saying. Now I'm getting angry.
Reigning, defending NL Central champions. Paul Heyman needs to come out and maybe remind. You know who Paul Heyman is, Tim?
Yeah.
You know who Paul Heyman is? A wrestling guy, and he's now the advocate for Brock Lesnar, who I know you're awaiting me to tell you what happened during the Extreme Rules pay-per-view last night. Brock Lesnar cashed in the Money in the Bank contract, became the Universal Champion again. So maybe we just need that. Maybe we need Paul Heyman to walk in here.
Create some disturbance, yes.
Get fired up and remind people that they are the reigning, defending National League Central Champions, and that means something, and it should. It should mean that you defend your title at all costs.
Indeed. It just, I know it's tough times. It is. We're going to hear from Craig Council next. Let's get Justin in here. Justin, you're on The Fan. What's going on?
What's up, man? Listening every day. Man, this is bad, man. This is really bad. Like, I sit back and I just feel like we're finding every way to lose baseball games during this streak, man, and during this past month.
They've raised it to an art form, Justin.
Absolutely. There's one thing we know about Milwaukee in this 36 years I've been on this earth is we know how to lose baseball games, lose everything. Because in Baby Tosh, I just feel like right now we have a couple guys that are playing above their normal level of baseball with Moustakas, Grandal, and then obviously Yelich is just insane. He's on his own planet. But we have all this talent here, and we're not capitalizing on it. The one night where we'll get the bats to wake up, then the pitching will give up 100 runs, and we'll lose 10-7 on a grand slam in extra innings after we fought our way back, and Hader gives up 2 home runs. Hader will be lights out, and then we'll lose 1-0 or something like that. I don't know, man. I want to say, Tim, I really want to say that this team is a lot better than what the record says, but it's kind of tough to say that because we kind of are what our record is. The question I have for you guys, though, right? San Antonio seems like they're doing such a good job in the minors. You know, sometimes I call in and I joke and say San Antonio could beat the team that we lost to.
Right.
But seriously, San Antonio has such a good record, and there's so much talent. And I know the previous caller just mentioned it or whatever, but we got your Saladinos up here, and we got all these guys up here that right now hit well in San Antonio but aren't hitting well up here. So isn't it time to bring back Perez, to bring back a Shaw, to bring back somebody like that? We got guys in this clubhouse who know how to win. They all did it last year. But we got to bring somebody. We got to do something. And I'm sorry, man. We got to have another catcher in the system that's better than Manny Pena, too. I know he's great defensively, but just with the bat, you know, it's a toothpick hitting the baseball right now.
Yeah, it is. No, I get there's reason for concern. Yes, I will acknowledge that, and I'm with you on that, Justin, because it's the sample size is becoming larger. That's the biggest concerning part. So the longer you stay in this, the better chance you have to allow the time to get going, and you got to stay in this. They could be buried by now, guys, and a lot of teams would be. Doing what
the
Brewers
are
doing.
A lot of years you
would be. Yes, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times you would be buried already. So use that to your advantage. Get some things sewn up here. Get a spike of energy. And I don't know where that's going to come from. There's no magic potion to this thing. Mm-hmm. There's no Jaeger bomb that's going to kick you to the next level drunk, right?
I wish.
Where you're feeling a little bit groggy. You've been doing a little day drinking. Mm-hmm. And then you hit that wall a little bit. You have a cheeseburger and fries off the bar, and you're like, man, I'm feeling a little bit down. You know what? You want to do a Jaeger bomb, a little Red Bull, a little Jaeger. That'll pick us up. There's nothing like that that's going to help this team out. You just have to do it from within. And there are some subtleties, though. Justin's right. Hey, Justin, good hearing from you, man. He's right in that. Maybe they will do that. Maybe they will. Shaw's been hitting well. He has been as of late. HP is down there. There's your dude that was a clubhouse guy, very versatile guy. And maybe they do go that route is probably not a bad idea.
Maybe they just get drunk.
It could be literally the Jaeger and Red Bull.
Maybe they just have one of these off days, counts over at in Whitefish Bay, rents out the park, and says, guys, here, there's light in there, there's high life over here. Go nuts. And
you go
just,
at it.
Just go at it. And about 3 o'clock, we'll bring the Tito's. About 5 o'clock, we'll bring the Patron. And you just roll through the night. You wake up the next morning. You hurt. You get some grease in you. You go get your 5 burgers for $5. And you're feeling all right again. Hey, yeah. Hey, it recharged me, Tim. And I'll tell you this. I was pretty drunk this weekend. I'll tell you that. I will agree with that. That was for sure.
799-1250. There'll be better days. I know I keep saying that, but there will be. They were 39-29 at one point. Not that long ago.
Tim, I did do some research on the 2006 St. Louis Cardinals because I really did want it to help our narrative here. At this time, they were 13 games over 500.
Well, I mean, the Brewers are just, hey, they're 11 back of that. That's not too much. let's hear from Craig Council after the 4-2 loss.
Was today a step forward for Adrian?
I thought he threw the ball very well. Lots of strikes tonight. The sinker was very good to this, especially the right-handed hitters. The sinker was excellent tonight. So he threw the ball well. He was really clean through the first 3 innings. They couple ground balls that we got our glove on. Tough plays for sure. And then it looked like Freeman may have been sitting on something soft there, and does what he is really good at. So, but Adrian threw the ball well, and he they did a good job. And I'd say it's probably his best start to date.
Looked like the location of the home run was okay, but Freeman, like you said,
he's a great hitter, so it's hard to tell, but he put a good swing on a decent pitch.
Another kind of frustrating night for the offense. Runner on third, no outs, can't get him in.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, we just got to make more plays. I mean, that's what it comes down to, whether it be better at bats and stuff, and just making a play defensively, making a big pitch when it counts. I think, offensively, there's certainly moments that we got to capitalize on. We're not hitting into the best luck right now, but we got to find a way to make plays, and that's how we kind of break through this. Is just make more plays. That's the only way to do it.
Was that play with Kesson a contact play, or did he just make a mistake?
No, he got aggressive. It was a tough play because it's right on the other side of the pitcher, and if it gets by him, you want to get a jump. So he just got a little over aggressive.
Kind of like what you were saying before the game, you're waiting for like all phases to click. Today you get pretty good relief. Hauser pitches well, and it's the offense.
Yeah, no. I mean, Junior Guerra did a great job to get out of that first and second nobody out, and puts up a zero, and we're still right in it. Birch escaped the jam, so we get 3 scoreless in the bullpen, doing a nice job. And Adrian, I thought he kept us in it. We just light offensively. 2 runs ain't going to win many games.
What did you see from Freed? He pitched well for 5.
Yeah, I mean, I thought. The first time around, he just the fastball was sneaky. A lot of late swings. Just the velocity wasn't. He's actually been higher in velocity in a couple other starts, but it was a sneaky fastball. Like I said, just jammed our righties just a little bit, a little late on some balls. I guess he had some blister issues or something like that.
What'd you think of that called 3rd strike on Yaz?
I haven't seen the tape, so I can't really comment on it. I can't really comment on it.
Do you like the bat you're having? You said you're hitting. Sounds like you think you're hitting in some tough luck today.
Well, I mean that's look, we're 2 runs isn't enough, so we're going to have to score more runs. So that's you know, we've got to be better in all areas, you know. I do think there's some good swings aren't happening that aren't being rewarded. But like I said, it's about making more plays. So you do that by sometimes you know, when we get those men on third situations, we gotta score a run there. You know, that's part of making a play.
Keston had a pretty good night swinging the bat. He just missed the home run that one play.
Yeah, he swung good for sure. Yeah, real good night.
There you go. He doesn't seem like a happy man right now.
Yeah, he swung good for sure. Real good night.
Yeah, that's it. What are you going to say?
Shut up, Tom. That's what that meant.
Wow. Hey, the correction of the game is brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. And I think that the correction might be made tomorrow. Nah, I have nothing to go on this, but I doubt it will happen. I want to see Keston Hira moved up in the order. If not the leadoff spot where I wanted him opening day, at least move him up. Move him up somewhere.
Stevie wanted him at 3 today on the big show instead of Braun. Just flip-flop them 3 and 7.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I mean, if we need to go back and look at some of the lineups. Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that's his name. If he could go back and look at some of the early games this year, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Grandal down at 6?
I think that's where he started the year, yeah.
And so what would be wrong with a configuration that does push everybody down if Keston Hira is up into that top 3? If it's not Keston in the leadoff spot, well, then maybe it's Kane in the 3-hole. You know, just try. They did change for change's sake. You remember about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they did that. Grandal in the leadoff spot. And I love the attempt. Hey, if something's not working, keep running it out
there.
That
just shows
work.
How long this run has been. That they've tried that almost 3 full weeks ago.
Yeah, they did. And now you may want to spin the dials and try something different.
Do it again.
Yeah, maybe. That would be the correction I would make. Just a little lineup change. That's, well, again, I know it's shocking me talking lineups, but hey, other teams do reconfigure lineups at a more regular basis than the Brewers do. I will say that, so it's not completely out of the line. 4-2 final. Brewers fall in game one of this 3-game set. Now just one game over 500. What does it mean for the trade deadline? We'll talk after the break here with a little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners at FFPWI.com. Does it change the landscape heading into a real heated trade season? We'll talk next here on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, we could say it was a single, double, triple, and a homer shy of the cycle for Keston Hira in a 4-2 Brewers loss, but Ryan Braun with a tweak of his batting stance. How do you like that? Wow. After this many years, going to change things up a little bit. Well, it worked tonight, number 13 on the season for Brawny.
Many thought that was going to be a good fit for Atlanta. Here's Braun into center field. That's way back. How far is this one going to fly? Way gone off the batter's eye. Ryan Braun, a booming home run to center field, number 13 on the year. Bernie hits the slide for the first time tonight. And the Brewers are on the board.
The wrench and go drive of the game off the bat of Ryan Braun, as heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Brian Anderson on that call. And who got lit up tonight? Really nobody got lit up. Hauser, I guess you could say, in that fourth inning. There was a little bit of rough luck in there, a couple of infield singles. And then it was the 3-run bomb from Freddie Freeman at Little League Park.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a dude in Major League Baseball, Tim, that never played in the division that I dislike more than Freddie Freeman.
Those Braves can be a little chippy. The last few years, man, I gotta say, they're...
Your boy Brian Snitker.
Yeah, they're tough to deal with at times, for sure.
I thought Acuna was ready to rock and roll on those two up and in by Birch Smith late in the game.
Who got lit up over the weekend? Baby Taos did. He was at a wedding. Who got lit up brought to you by Heiser Automotive. It's your day, Heiser.com. And how was that weekend?
It was good. It was a lot more fun, Tim, because one thing that you'll appreciate here, the hotel that we were allowed to stay in, or that they had the block of rooms at, was at the Oneida Casino. So I was right at home with that situation.
Oh, perfect.
My buddy, who also was standing up there with us, is our friend Tyler. Got married to Shelby, beautiful bride. Tim, he didn't make it to dinner. Tim, he didn't make it to the speeches either. He got lit up by Heiser Automotive.
Really?
And yeah, and was outside at the Thornberry Creek Golf Course. You could say fertilizing for about an hour and a half.
On his wedding day?
No, on his buddy's wedding day. He got married about 2 months ago. We both stood up in that wedding. Neither of us got that inebriated. He did get that inebriated at our friend Tyler's wedding, though. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Well, the Brewers go back at it tomorrow. It's a Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show presented by Allegra Allergy Relief that's going to get you ready for game two of this three-game set after the last pitch, make the switch. Baby Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Brewers, well, they're into some tough times right now, that's for sure. You never know in baseball, though, guys. Stay in this thing. Just 2.5 back in the Central. They're going to defend their Central Division Championship crown by getting on a good run here. I still say there's a run in them. Man, I don't know what kind of run, but there's a run in them. Sit tight. More on that in the trade landscape. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow night, guys. But it is a very interesting trade season.
Mm-hmm.
Will a lot of teams, because there's parity around the league, will they just wait until the last second? It might happen. When we talk about the flurry in the NBA that happens and occasionally with baseball on the day of the deadline, you could see a blow-up deadline day today. Or I should say this mm-hmm. year.
No, yeah, because wow. There's a lot of conversations. And I just don't know, Tim, if the supply is going to meet the demand. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a lot of these teams are just going to stand pat and let it all play out. And like the Chicago Cubs and what Theo Epstein said, wait for the major improvement to come from within. Because if you're a small market team like the Brewers, that's the cheapest, most effective way, costly, to be able to do it in the middle of the season.
Yeah, it's going to have to be significant from within. You can do some ancillary stuff on the outside, but
my boy Shelby Miller,
big time stuff is going to have to come from within for sure. By the way, a roster move today: Corbin Burns had an inflammation of the ERA.
Well, thank goodness.
And he had to hit the IL as Birch Smith was brought up.
You just can't give up home runs like Corbin Burns does. You just can't. You can't give up runs like that.
46 innings, 46 runs. You do the math. That's a 9 ERA. That's a run an inning. Ooh, that's tough. All right, you guys have a great night. For Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that's his name. Baby Taos, Bill Schmid. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. And despite the outcome, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.